Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss making decisions based on statistical data. What is statistics? Statistics is the science dealing with the collection, analysis, interpretation, and presentation in numerical data. We're going to collect metrics, and we are going to review these metrics, and we're going to use them to interpret how well we are functioning as an organization and what are our strengths and weaknesses and where are our opportunities and where are our threats. The word statistics is used in two ways. One, statistics can be described or a descriptive measure computed from a sample and used to make a determination about a population. So we're going to collect this data out of a sample pool, a population, right, inside the sample. We're going to test them. We're going to see maybe how many pairs of shoes do 10 people own, and then we'll make an inference about the types of shoes that this community likes so that we can then sell those type of shoes to that community and make sure we target them. So statistics are very important in business to help you find opportunities and take advantage of them. Statistics can be distributions used in the analysis of data. Example of statistics. Suppose we have done a fruit survey on which fruit is favorite. According to the collected data, we have done analysis. So you can see in the analysis that 25 people like oranges, 20 people like apples, 15 like bananas, and 40 people like pineapples. So according to the pie chart, we can say that pineapples are the most favorite fruit and banana is the least favorite among them. And this is an example of statistics. You can tell people's tastes and preferences through sampling the population. So statistics in marketing business. Statistics can be used to target a market. Right, so just like we spoke about a few minutes ago with the banana illustration, we know that that segment of the population really, really likes bananas. So we'll target more banana sales to that population. Example, online, another example, online shopping for electronics. Let's suppose after we review previous sales data, we found that men do more online shopping of electronics than women. We also find that the age range of male online shoppers is 25 to 40. According to these data figures, we can identify a target market and then define our marketing strategy. So we define the target market. We know in this example that men 25 to 40 do a lot more shopping online for electronics than women do. So we can take this data and we can now market whatever it is that we sell, the electronics, online towards shoppers that are male 25 to 40, hoping to increase our sales. Now let's look at statistics in finance. Let's look at an example here. A study has been taken to rate Frankfurt, London, and New York for best climate for a financial center using several criteria. The criteria denotes that it is 1 to 5 scale. 5 denotes very good and 1 denotes very bad. For the personal and corporate taxes criteria, Frankfurt received the lowest score of 2.44, while London and New York received 3.61. Now, for living and working environment criteria out of these three cities, Frankfurt received a 2.62 rating on the 1 to 5 scale, while London had 3.58, New York 3.62. So for a cumulative, you can see that New York, based on these statistics, is the most desired location for the best climate, as they scored a 3.62 and a 3.61, while London scored a 3.61 and a 3.58. New York had the better rate for the living and working environment criteria, which from these statistical inferences shows that New York is the better climate for the financial center. Statistics and management. A survey conducted by company ABC, Small Business Network, asked small business owners how they would characterize themselves. Approximately 33%, they describe themselves as seeing the big picture, who focuses on efficiency. 27% label themselves as problem solvers, who concentrate on solving difficult problems. 16% were rainmakers, focusing mainly on developing new business. And 11% were artists who were more involved in creating new products than running the business. So these were their thoughts about themselves. You can see how they categorized who they thought they were. And you can make a statistical inference that whoever was taken, the sample size was taken out of this population, and whoever was questioned, you can see that most people that are in this population see themselves focusing on efficiency. Population sample and census, okay? These are very critical terms to understand in the statistics world, right? A population is a collection of persons, objects, or items of interest. When researchers gather data from the entire population for a given measurement of interest, they call it a census. So now we have our population. Now we've gathered the data. The measurement of that data is called a census, a sample population. A sample is a portion of the entire population. So there's 100 people inside this population. We want a sample of that 100 people. So we'll say survey 10 people inside that 100 and have a census. Descriptive and inferential. If a business analyst is gathering data on a group to describe or reach a conclusion about the same group, most sports statistics such as batting average, rebounds, and first downs are descriptive statistics, right? So they're gathering data on a group to describe or reach a conclusion about the same group. So inferential, if a researcher gathers data from a sample and uses the statistics generated to reach conclusions about the population from which the sample was taken, right? So if a researcher gathers data from a sample and uses the statistics to generate and reach conclusions about that sample, right? So the impact of advertising on various market segments are inferential statistics. So let's understand parameter and statistics, right? A parameter is a descriptive measure of the population. Parameters are usually denoted by Greek letters, right? You'll see a sigma or a summation. Examples of parameters are population mean, population variance, and population standard deviation. We'll get into these a little more in depth later in another video. Descriptive measure of a sample is called statistics. Statistics are usually denoted by Roman letters. Examples of statistics are sample mean, sample variance, and sample standard deviation. Levels of data management. There are four common levels of data management: nominal level, the ordinal level, interval, and ratio level. So the nominal level. The nominal is the lowest level of data measurement. Let's look at an example. Student identification numbers are nominal. The numbers are only to differentiate students, not to make value statements about them. So it's just an ID number. Other examples, zip codes, social security numbers. Statistical techniques for analyzing this data is very limited. We're not trying to prove anything. There's nothing that you can really infer out of these nominal level numbers because they are just an identifier. Ordinal level. Ordinal level data measurement can be used to rank or order statistics. Ordinal level data measurement is higher than the nominal level. Let's look at an example. The computer tutorial is 1, not helpful, 2, somewhat helpful, 3, moderately helpful, 4, very helpful, 5, extremely helpful. Here we can see 5 is the highest rank and 1 is the lowest. So according to the answer provided, we can rank the usefulness of the tutorial. Some other examples are measurement of risk in a mutual fund, top 50 most admired companies, and the Fortune magazine. So this is really just like an opinion, right? So we're ranking it 1 to 5, and we thought that it was extremely helpful to not helpful. So we can get a sense of direction on how a sample or a population measured would feel about a certain thing, but you know, it's not going to give us too much insight. We're just going to get an overall broad feel for what's going on inside that population at the ordinal level. Interval level. Interval level data measurement is next to the highest level. And interval data, it measures the distance between consecutive numbers, have meaning, and the data is always numerical. The distances represented by consecutive numbers are equal, means interval data have equal intervals. Let's look at an example. Fahrenheit, temperature numbers. Temperature can be ranked, and amounts of heat between consecutive readings are the same. 20 degrees, 21, 22. See, they're ranked, they're different, so you can rank the temperatures from coldest to warmest, if you'd like. Some other examples are the percentage change in employment, how does the unemployment rate change, the percentage return of a stock. Notice it's interval, right? Intervals, time period. What was the percentage change of unemployment from 2011 to 2012? That's an example of an interval level statistical measurement. Ratio level. Ratio level data has some properties as interval data, but ratio level data has an absolute value, and the ratio of two numbers is meaningful. The ratio level data measurement is the highest level of data measurement. The notion of absolute zero means that zero is fixed, and the zero value in the data represents the absence of the characteristics being studied. Let's look at an example. Weight, with the ratio data, we can state that 90 kilograms of weight is twice as much as 45 kilograms. Or we can make it into a ratio. Notice 90 to 45 or 2 to 1. Some other examples are height, time, volume, Kelvin temperature, the production cycle time, work measurement time, number of trucks sold, number of employees. This can all be measured in ratios. So let's look at a comparison between non-metric and metric data, right? Non-metric data can be called qualitative data. Nominal and ordinal level data are non-metric. So qualitative data, let's go back to that real quick. So you can see quantitative data on the right, but qualitative means that it's not tangible, right? It's a non-metric data. It's almost like a feeling or an observation of an attitude or an idea or something like that, where a metric data is quantitative. We can record it, we can see it, we can feel it, right? So nominal and ordinal level data are non-metric. It is derived from imprecise measurements such as demographic data. It's imprecise, right? It's qualitative, right? We can't really measure it precisely. Whereas quantitatively, it's an interval and ratio level data, and they are metric. So I can record it. I can physically go out there and see the differentiation. So it's quantifiable. Usually gathered by precise instruments used in the engineering process.